So at this time, it's my pleasure to introduce our 10-minute speaker. I think a lot of us know her, Sia from Oceano.
Good evening, my name is Sia and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is the Village Group, 7 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I do this one day at a time. And if tonight you are here, I want to welcome you. If tonight is your first meeting or your last meeting, I'd like to welcome you to this meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I wasn't quite sure if I qualified to be an alcoholic when I first arrived because I didn't have the things or lost the things that you did. And it was actually this podium right here, and I was sitting in that row about right there, that a woman stood in this position right here and said, you know, she had lost her dignity. And I was like, oh, that's what I lost. There it is. And my whole life took a shift. It shifted. And my eyes became a little bit wider, and my ears got a little bit wider, and my heart opened just enough. And I was willing to take the suggestion to get a sponsor, the suggestion to work the steps in the order as designed, because I'm a doer. I like to look ahead. And thank God I had a sponsor that said, you know, Sia, you know, you're in the ninth inning and we haven't unloaded the car. And I was like, ah, all right. Let me sit real present in each step. And we read this daily in terms of, like, if you had the capacity to be honest, then you have a chance to find recovery. And thank God I was so desperate, broken, lost, shattered, and hollow enough to say whatever you say, I'm willing to do it. And, you know, the promise that it gets better. And I was like, I didn't quite understand that. I would have to say in my first year that, you know, what is better? What is better? And halfway through the steps, it was like, how could it get better? And, you know, again, many people would lean in and just say, it does. It just does. And I have come to, like, realize that that is the absolute truth in my experience in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have been able to, like, recognize, you know, where I've started, you know, walking through really hard things, and getting to other sides of just things that I never thought, things that used to baffle me. And I needed a sponsor and fellowship to say, you know what, that would have baffled you a year ago. That would have baffled you last week. And I was like, okay. So it's working. I do pick up the phone. I really do, you know, and I will call it like blind spot checking. That really helps me identify. You don't have to say I need help. You could just say, you know, I'm blind spot checking this, you know, and I have people around me that are willing to tell me the truth. And, you know, since coming into Alcoholics Anonymous, the self-discovery still baffles me. Things like that powerful connection with one alcoholic speaking to another, like still today, like how did you see that, you know, that blind spot? And am I still willing to hear the suggestion completely, precisely, and entirely? And when I do practice the suggestion, even if it's silly, you know, still today, one of the things I thought was the most silly was, you know, I want you to take a look in the mirror and say, you know, I love you. I'm just like, really? That took me a minute, you know, that I would stand in the mirror because, you know, where I had come from was, you know, bewildered of staring at myself in the mirror and just wondering where I went. Like, what is this? And, you know, a few tries of like, I'll be back. You know, and today I can look in the mirror and say, you know, I love you, girl. I love you. Even when you did that, you know. And one of the greatest experience, again, in my recovery still today is just that introduction, the growth, the maintenance, of my higher power. And I didn't know that that was going to be the solution, the spiritual solution to my sickness. I had no idea. And today, it's only 4 minutes and 50 seconds, y'all. All right. I could talk about God a long time, so this is good. This is good. That, you know, that introduction to my higher power today, and He is infinitely beyond measure. So, you know, do I understand? I do understand one thing that I will never understand. I will never understand how completely, perfectly He is qualified to handle an alcoholic like me in my thoughts, in my words, and in my actions. And has introduced me to a word today that, you know, I do my best and I fall short. And when I do, it's called grace. It's called grace. And I wasn't sure what that was, and today I do. And it's the opportunity to absolutely let go. Let go. Let go absolutely. That has been my thing this week. I'm just like, let go absolutely. My God was here before I got here tonight, and so I'm not responsible what comes out of my mouth. I'm really not. Or Raina. Thank you, Raina. Where you at? Thank you so much for your service and Gil. We share a lot of meetings together, and that's one thing that I see tonight in the crowd are my peeps and my tribe and my family, of just showing up one day at a time and answering the phone and knowing that if I text you, like, hey, that means call. Hey, girl. If I'm like, hey, girl, what's up? That means call soon. And that is the language of the heart. You know, that is the language. You know, there are times that, you know, when I'm at work and I will not take a call and I will see someone who's in recovery with me calling, I will step out. That has not been my experience before. Recovery was like, how dare you interrupt me doing me? You know, and today, you know, I've been introduced to, you know, a person wearing pink. I think, I don't know that I've ever really wore pink before. I'm more of a black type person. But, you know, I ventured into the unfamiliar, you know, of, you know, I do like pink and it's okay to wear pink, you know, and I think at the depths of that, it was always, what am I supposed to wear and how am I supposed to look and what am I supposed to say? And today, Alcoholics Anonymous continues to teach me that, you know, you are exactly who you're supposed to be in this moment, this day. And I have no idea what may happen tomorrow, but I do know that the 7 a.m. at the Village will be happening. And moments like, you know, again, one of my greatest mentors, Dave Christie, I have to mention him. If you taught me nothing else, then the stories that I will never forget is that he showed up one day at a time, every day, every day, every day. And if I can do that, if he can do that, I know that I can do that, because he had a lot of stories in 50 years of sobriety. And that to me was impressive. And, you know, lessons like, you know, three major things that you get, right? If you are new here, or fairly new, or super old, doesn't matter. Have a sobriety date, have a sponsor, and have a home group. And, you know, I'm the type of alcoholic that probably would have had 5 or 6 home groups, and you would have known exactly what I needed you to know about me. And today I have a home group and a village of women and men that know my story, know my crazy, and they still love me despite. Know that I have 5 children, and I can show up for them today. Knowing that there's food in the fridge and I can show up to their all-star events and their club events, and when they're sick, I can show up to their school and pick them up. Things that I could not do prior to Alcoholics Anonymous. Other gifts in my life, right? And I told myself I wasn't going to cry, and that is the thing. Crying. I still hate it, but I'm willing to do it today. Is that I had no idea that this type of life was available. Like a design for living one day at a time, where I do not have to take a drink. Or in my case, there was a lot of accessories. I like when someone said that. I'm like, I have accessories. Yeah. You know, to the depths of, I'm grateful I still have teeth. And I'm grateful that I can sleep. And I do not have to be the master recipe chef person in order to eat and sleep and get to where I'm supposed to go. And I take a look at my schedule today and I protect it with my sobriety. Like, you know, do I have a legitimate reason to be here tonight? And, or, you know, tomorrow or wherever I'm supposed to be, because I was never where I was supposed to be. And today I know that for, you know, by the grace of God that I stand here before you and just say that this is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. And I've had some good success in my life through academics and sports and great high platforms of athletics and education that still, bar none, my sobriety, this recovery with Alcoholics Anonymous is second to none. Second to none. That's a big deal. I was a professional athlete, so time is a big deal to me. And I don't know how much time I have left now. All right, let's keep going. That, you know, I want what I want, and I want it yesterday. And even when I get it, I'm disappointed. Because I knew I could have done more, and I could have got it earlier. I could have, would have, should have. Type attitude, one of a perfectionist. And today, oh, the relief in doing the steps. I wanna thank my sister and my brother for showing up tonight. I call them my flimsy raft because my isolation took me to San Fernando often. And I finally made a phone call and they got me into a rehab the next night from San Diego. Like the hand of Alcoholics Anonymous, divine. And we get to share recovery today. And, you know, of us four sisters, I'm one of four sisters. Two are surviving and battling cancer right now. And my sister and I are living our best life in recovery, from the gates of insanity near death to sharing this night with you guys. So, I mean, no greater thing, no greater moment than really this one. I'm soaking this up. I'm in a pink jacket. I'm sober. And to know this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, like the freedom in that today, all a direct result of a surrender of my way for His. And His is my God, infinitely available for an alcoholic like me. So. Let me check the time here. Yeah, I'll have like a little mark, keep going. 1 minute. Any questions? I'm a college professor who's been coaching and teaching for the majority of my life, but that has been my career, and still, bar none, this is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. So if you're on the fence, I really just hope that you keep coming back, and I hope that this is not your last meeting. Because again, it's weird sometimes when they say it, but sometimes they whisper it. And it's like, that was odd and weird. But the truth is, it does. So I'll keep coming back. I hope you do too.
Yeah. All right, let's give another hand to Tia. Yeah.